Radio Free Cybertron presents The Adventures of Rob Clay, Toy Detective.
So, this is going to be my first non-Transformers Toy Detective segment, but as you've probably figured out, I'm big into Gundam and, well, the mysteries are where I find them. But I've got something interesting here. Recently, a Japanese toy show showed off a new line of Gundam figures called Gundam Universe. And there's a few things about that that's really kind of unusual. First off is that these are 6-inch scale, which is a little bit larger than the existing Robot Spirits or Robot Damashii line. So, you'd think they'd be more expensive. They're not. Those can go around, $50 a piece after exchange rates, and these are going to be 3,000 yen. There's a couple of things about that that are unusual. One of which is that it is listed as a 6-inch action figure line, which Japan doesn't usually do that. That's more of a North American thing. Generally, Japanese action figures are to some kind of scale, you know, or Gundam figures in particular are listed as being some kind of scale, or they are listed as basically an average height in millimeters or centimeters. And so this is actually being listed in Japanese as a 3,000 yen 6-inch line. So that's unusual in and of itself. Now, 3,000 yen works out to about $30, give or take the exchange rate, and that's about what a $20 US action figure goes for in Japan. The Power of the Primes figures, the deluxes, which were, of course, about $17.99 here, were 2,800 yen when Takara Tomy released them in Japan. So that's a price that corresponds to a $20 US figure. And the selection is very US friendly for things that, you know, have done fairly well in the US for Gundam. There's the original Gundam, which, you know, they're always going to market that first. There's Wing Gundam. There's Gundam Death Scythe. And there's also from Gundam Iron-Blooded Orphans, the Gundam Barbatos, and from Gundam UC, the Unicorn and Banshee Gundams. So those are all things that are either fondly remembered in the US or currently available. Iron-Blooded Orphans just ran on Cartoon Network. Unicorn is currently on Netflix, so that's all things that you can see just any time. So my thought is that this Gundam Universe is probably going to end up to be a line of 6-inch-sized collector's figures intended for the U.S. market. I kind of figured, half-jokingly but half-not, that with Power Rangers going to Hasbro, Bandai would take another stab at Gundam in the U.S. because what else have they got? And this line certainly looks like that may be something they're planning to do. With Toy Fair in a month, I guess we'll find out.